is that, you know, we want to get God involved in the process of our prayers. A lot of times we pray, and you know, this morning Pastor Jim read a verse that just rocked my world. I mean, literally, I was looking at this, and it was talking about people who gave incense as if it was to an idol. And when you see incense in the Bible, you find out that it's prayers. It's talking about our prayers. You know, incense kind of floats up, and it kind of wafts up, and it kind of fills the room. And that's really what you find in the book of Revelation, that the incense that's being lifted up before the Lord is identified as the prayers of the saints. And so if we're just offering our prayers as if to an idol, that'd be as productive as me praying to this wedge right here, this sound monitor right in front of me. See, it doesn't make any sense to do that. See, I can't get involved in prayer with this thing because I couldn't even get involved in a conversation with it. It would be one-sided and it would be pointless. It wouldn't get anything done. But God wants to get involved in our prayers. God wants to have communication, not just one way. Yes, God is listening. Yes, God is attentive to the cry of the righteous. Yes, God has his eye upon us and God is always watching out after each and every one of our steps. But God also wants to speak and God also wants to communicate on a deeper level than we can imagine. Getting God in your prayers. Also, the second meaning is that you want to get God in your prayers. When you pray and you get an answer, you want it to be the God answer. You don't just want it to be any answer. You don't want it just to be, oh, I prayed for money and I got money. No, I want to pray for resource and provision, and I want to get the God resource. I want to get the God provision. I want to get what God has for my life. When I pray for healing, I don't just want health. I want the God kind of health and the God kind of strength. Let me illustrate this to you in a verse in Psalm chapter 37, if you'll turn there with me. The book of Psalms right there. Middle of your Bible almost. Psalm chapter 37. Very familiar verse, but let's take a look at it tonight. Psalm 37, verse number 4 says this. It says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Remember, what we're talking about is getting God in your prayers. And it starts out, delight yourself also in the Lord. What does that mean? You know what it means to delight in something. You know what it means to be happy in something, to enjoy something. The other day I was telling somebody that I had a two-cookie day. I mean, you know what a two-cookie day is, right? No? A two-cookie day is when you get two cookies. We're not going deep tonight, okay? But that's a good day. How many of you know it's a good day when you don't just get one cookie, you get two cookies? We were talking about the men's conference. The men didn't just bash one car, they bashed two cars. Men didn't just get one cookie for lunch, they got two cookies. Or four if they went back for seconds. Praise the Lord. Some of those guys did. But delight yourself also in the Lord, and what happens? And he shall give you the desires of your heart. Now, where is your delight? It's in the Lord, right? But how do you know that you're delighting in the Lord? A lot of times it's when your heart is happy in something. See, I can tell when I'm happy in my marriage because my heart is just drawn to my wife. I'm thinking about her. I'm planning ways of making her happy. I'm driving down the freeway and wishing I had cash because there's a guy on the side of the road selling flowers. And he doesn't take ATM. So I have to go by Stater Brothers. See, I can find myself delighting in my children when I'm looking forward to coming home after a long day's work and hearing, Daddy, 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 and hearing those little feet running across the floor. See, your delight is governed by your heart. That's why the psalmist says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. See, there's somebody who is delighting in the Lord. And when you delight in the Lord, your desire in your heart is for him. That means that if you delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. If your desire is God, then when you delight yourself in God, then when you go to God, God gives you God. Like I said, we're not going deep tonight. We need to get God in our prayers. Not only have him involved in the process, but also have him be the result of our prayers. Anybody other than me want to live the God kind of life? Have the God kind of results? See God involved in your marriage, God involved in your finances, God involved in your kids, God involved in your business, God involved in your neighborhood, God involved in your church. Hello? We need to get God in our prayers. Now, I got a little illustration I want to put up on the overheads for you, and it says this. It says, we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, or in Jesus' name, and then finally, in the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know if they put that in one slide or if they just have it on those three, but let me repeat it to you just in case. It says, we pray to the Father, first thing, there you go, in Jesus' name, finally, in the power of the Holy Spirit. So you can see God involved in the process of our prayers. First thing, when you get God in your prayers, is that we pray to the Father. We go to the Father in prayer. The Bible tells us that the veil has been torn and now there is no wall of separation. We've been given access by grace, the empowerment of God, God's sovereign divine ability to get the job done on your behalf when you couldn't do it. See, before, if you wanted to go to God in the Old Testament, you had to pass the people. You had to pass the priests. You had to pass the tabernacle. You had to pass the veil. And there was only one man, one time a year, that could do that. But when Jesus gave his life on the cross, the veil was rent in two and opened wide, and there was no longer a wall of separation that divided us from God, the Bible says. Now, we can go to God anytime. The Bible says that we are in him and he is in us. So that means prayer is simply as easy as saying, Father, and calling out to him. And we pray in Jesus' name. Jesus said that he had given us the authority to come and talk to God in his name. Jesus is what the Bible calls a mediator, a go-between, a bridge. He is the one that gives us that access to God. It's because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that we can now boldly approach the throne of grace. Now let me show this to you in a verse, John chapter 16. If you want to turn there with me in your Bibles, the Gospel of John, chapter number 16. Let's take a look at this together in verse number 23. John chapter 16, verse number 23 says this. It says, and in that day, Jesus is speaking of a future day from where he's at right then after he's gone to the cross. But now this is the day that we live in. You and I live in this day that Jesus is talking about. He says, and in that day, you will ask me nothing. He says, guys, you've been talking to me while I've been on the earth, but listen, I'm going to be crucified, I'm going to go to the grave, I'm going to be raised again, and I'm going to go to the Father, and in that day, you will ask me nothing. You're not going to come to me anymore. But look at what he says, most assuredly, he's saying truthfully, I'm telling you this faux shizzle. Somebody say amen. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father, see, we pray to the Father. Whatever you ask the Father, look at this, in my name, he will give you. See, Jesus said, I want you to go to the Father. You're not going to me anymore, guys. I'm leaving this earth, and now I give you access to the Father. Philip said, Jesus, show us the Father. He said, I've been with you this whole time, bro. But Jesus says, in that day you will ask me nothing, but now you're going to go to the Father. And in my name, we have the authority to go to the Father in Jesus' name. That's why when we pray, it's not just an ending to our prayers to say in Jesus' name, amen. What it's saying is, I have access to this prayer because of the authority that Jesus has given me on the earth. Amen. So be it established here on earth as it is in heaven. We pray to the Father in Jesus' name in the power of the Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit. I mentioned this verse at one of our other prayer services, Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Let's put it up on the overhead. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. I want you to notice the word up there, weaknesses. See, this is not about your strength in prayer. I remember being a young Christian, and we would get into those, you know, at the church that I was at the time, it seemed like it was always the circle of prayer, you know, and they were going around the circle, you know, almost like, you know, just everybody was going to pray, and so they were praying around the circle, and I remember just gripping the hands next to me, not because I was so spiritual, but because I was so afraid of what I was going to say when the circle finally ticked over to me. And so I'm saying, oh God, I don't even know what to pray. I don't know what to say. God, just give me words to pray. And I would fumble through a prayer and try and sound intelligent and try and sound smart. And then after a while, I would just kind of close it off and hope that, you know, it was good enough. But listen, this is not about our abilities. This is not about our oratory skills. This is not about how eloquent we can be. God is not impressed with the words that you can speak to him, because God made up all those words anyways, and he knows what all of them mean, and he knows what all of them don't mean. Hello. And so God is not wanting us just to have these long, drawn-out prayers. In fact, Jesus said, don't give me that. He said, let's not do that. God doesn't like that. Let's get to the point with God. But don't pray in your own power, in your own strength, in your own wisdom, in your own ability. No, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. We're weak. And if we can admit it, then we can go to God and say, God, I don't know how to pray, but Holy Spirit, come and help me. Holy Spirit, come and give me the words to speak to God. Look at what it says, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us. What does that mean? Intercession. We don't talk about that, but he intercedes on our behalf. That means that he gets in the way. That means that you're here trying to talk to God. You don't know what to say to God. You pray a prayer and it doesn't seem to make sense. And the Spirit gets in the way of that prayer and says, I got you, bro. I got your back, sis. God, let's talk about what's going on in our child's life. And the Holy Spirit makes intercession, gets in the way, gets into that place, stands in the gap, and makes up for where our weaknesses were, and brings our foolish words to God as a prayer. Look at what it says, with groanings which cannot be uttered. Sometimes all you can pray is, oh, Lord. Sometimes all you can pray is just Jesus. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. See, we pray to the Father in Jesus' name, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to show you something. I have another illustration. Hopefully, I don't know if they did this one full screen or if they did it the same way. But I'm going to start with the Holy Spirit, indwelling helper. You guys got that? The Holy Spirit? If you did it one at a time, it'd be the third one, I guess. When we pray to the Father in Jesus' name, in the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the indwelling helper. I don't know if they got that. They don't. All right. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the indwelling helper. If you're taking notes, you can just write at the bottom of your page, okay? Holy Spirit, he is the indwelling helper. It's you and the Holy Spirit together in prayer. You're not alone in your prayers. The Holy Spirit is helping you in your prayers. Jesus, in the process of your prayers. Remember, we're talking about getting God in your prayers. Jesus is the mediator. He's the go-between. He is the bridge that gives us access to God. He is our aid. He is the one who is going on our behalf. So you've got the Holy Spirit who's helping you. You've got Jesus who's making the way. And now you've got the Father. Now, a lot of times we don't understand who the Father is. We think of Father God as this dude up on a throne with a bright face that you can't really look at, that nobody knows. And we wonder if, you know, this great, wonderful Holy Spirit, you know, and this great, wonderful Jesus looks anything like this Father. Some of us have a misconstrued view of Father because of our earthly Father. Maybe you had an absentee dad and you think that you've got an absentee God. Maybe you had a harsh dad or a dad that beat your family, molested you, took advantage of you, treated you wrong. And that's your view of God now. And yet, remember Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So who is this Jesus that lays his hands on people that were unlovable? Who is this Jesus that touched people that were sick? Who is this Jesus that welcomed children to himself? Who is this Jesus that was moved with compassion to tears over people that were lost and dying? If you've seen him, you've seen the Father. Father God is described as this, as Abba or Daddy. God is also described as love in the Bible. And finally, God the Father is described as a giver. You can see it up there. We go. That's it. In our video department, awesome. I just love those guys. Father, Abba, Daddy. He is described in 1 John chapter 4. God is love. And God is also a giver. Let me read to you that John chapter 16, verse 23 again. Ask the Father in my name, he will give you. God is a giver. And so if we're going to get God into our prayers and get God in response to our prayers, we got to realize that that is what we're after. A lot of times we're more after the results than we are after God. That was good. Let me say that again, because that's the Holy Spirit speaking to somebody. Sometimes we are more after the results than we are after God. Listen, if you go after God, you will get the results, because God is good and God is a giver. That's why the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God says, I'm the first priority. Don't go out seeking money or wealth or fame or fortune or any of those things. Come after me. Sometimes people want, you know, just a result. I want to get away from the problem. I want to get free from the problem. And Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, if we can get ourselves to the point of going to Jesus, then we can get everything that is involved in him. If we can get ourselves to God the Father, the loving Father, the Daddy, the one that you may never have had on the earth but always wanted, that is our God and so much more. You guys getting this tonight? See, God gives us redemptive names in the Bible. God reveals himself. There was a time period where Abraham was looking for provision, and he found the provision of God, and he said, Jehovah Jireh, God is my provider. See, he found God, and when he found God, he found the provision of God wrapped up in that. And so tonight we're going to pray, but I don't want to just pray and just look for the results. I want to look for Jesus. I heard one preacher say it like this, and I understand where he was coming from, because he was talking about his own personal experience. But he said that, you know, when he was needing to get healed, he didn't look for healing, he looked for destiny, because, you know, on the way to his destiny, once he got a hold of his destiny, then he got healed, because God was going to take care of him. That's great for his personal story, but listen, if you want to get healed in this place tonight, don't go looking for destiny, go looking for Jesus, because you'll get healing and destiny. Hello? So tonight we're going to pray, and I've asked...